Women skated into Olympic history last night at the Winter Games in Vancouver, and they did so in two very different events. Athletic Grace marked the women's figure skating free program, and Kim Yuna of South Korea won the gold medal. Athletic Power had its moment in the gold medal hockey game. Canada made up for past disappointments and shut out the United States 2-0. We have two reports from Vancouver. First, NPR's Howard Berkus takes us to the game that has Canada celebrating.
This was one of the most anticipated moments of these Olympics, and when it finally arrived, the home country crowd just uncorked. And it was mega decibels all night, because this is Canada and this is hockey after all. And Canadians haven't owned the podium like they'd hoped, and the Canadian men lost to the Americans in Hockey Sunday. And that's what happens when the Canadian women score. And they did 10 minutes into the first period, and then again 3 minutes later. The rest of the game was a tough and physical defensive duel with no scoring. Afterwards, Canadian Shannon Zabados, a brick wall of a goalie, was all aw-shucks about the performance, the pressure, and the crowd.
The crowd was unbelievable. Tried to block it out as much as I could to calm the nerves down, but you know, we go out there and we know they're cheering for us, not against us, so where's the pressure in that?
It's in the ears of the American team, which had been hoping to avenge the loss on its home ice to Canada 8 years ago at the Salt Lake City Olympics. Angela Ruggiero remembers that game and every other game Team USA ever played in the Olympics. She was in all of them.
You know, you give your life to something and you come up short as a team, and it's just hard. That's what's amazing about the Olympics. You know, I keep saying we did this as a team. You know, I wish I could play many more hockey games with this team, that's for sure.
Outside the arena, Canadians were gathered in squares and massive tents with big-screen TVs. This is what the moment of victory sounded like in a packed tent called the Molson Canada Hockey House. Victoria Tate of Toronto was head to waist in Canada red, from ball cap to hockey jersey, and she tried to explain what the moment means.
It's always about our insecurities as Canadians, about the big bad USA stealing our thunder, because we don't have a whole lot of hopes and dreams, but we have them on the hockey rink, so we always get worried that they're going to take it when it matters most to us. So far, so good today.
Back at the arena, before the Canadians got their gold medals and the sullen Americans received their silvers, the home country crowd paid their respects with a cheer they could only chant in victory. And after the crowd and the Canadian players sang "O Canada," and the hockey women dispensed with questions from reporters, they returned to the ice, still in their uniforms, gold medals hanging from their necks, guzzling champagne and beer and smoking cigars. This is Canada, after all, and this is hockey. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Vancouver.